आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। द हेडलाइंस। कैंपेनिंग फॉर असेंबली इलेक्शंस इन महाराष्ट्र एंड झारखंड इन फुल स्विंग। प्राइम मिनिस्टर एंड सीनियर बीजेपी लीडर नरेंद्र मोदी टू एड्रेस टू रैलीज इन महाराष्ट्र टुडे। Prime Minister says Ratan Tata always supported dreams of others and remains alive in the lives he touched. Union Minister Nitin Gadkari says safety should be given highest priority while constructing roads to bring down accidents. East Central Railway to operate 446 special trains in the next 15 days to clear a return rush of passengers after Chhath Puja celebrations. FBI thwarts Iranian plot to assassinate US President-elect Donald Trump. 3 persons charged. And in cricket, India beat South Africa by 61 runs in the first T20 international of the four-match series in Durban. Campaigning is in full swing for assembly elections in Maharashtra and Jharkhand, with senior leaders of various political parties holding multiple rallies and roadshows in the two states to garner support for their candidates. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address public meetings at Akola and Nanded in Maharashtra today. Chief Minister and Shiv Sena leader Eknath Shinde, Deputy Chief Minister and BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis and other leaders are expected to be present in Prime Minister's rallies. NCP President Ajit Pawar will be campaigning in Pune, Sangli and Satara. On the other hand, Congress National President Mallikarjun Kharge will hold poll meetings in Nagpur. NCP SP Chief Sharad Pawar will be campaigning in Beat. Other opposition leaders will also be holding public meetings in different districts of the state. Polling for all 288 constituencies in Maharashtra will take place on the 20th of this month. In Jharkhand, elections to the 81-member state assembly will be held in two phases on the 13th and the 20th of this month. With polling day for the first phase approaching, political parties have ramped up voter outreach. Union Home Minister and BJP leader Amit Shah will address public meetings in Chhatarpur, Hazaribagh and Potka assembly constituencies in Jharkhand's Jamshedpur. He will also hold a roadshow in Jamshedpur. On the other hand, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will attend election meetings at Baghbara assembly constituency in Dhanbad district and Jamshedpur in East Singhbhum district. Senior Jharkhand Mukti Morcha leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren will address a series of meetings in Ranchi, Kharsawa and Mandar constituencies. Leaders of RJD, AJSU and left parties will also address poll rallies in different parts of the state. Counting of votes will take place on the 23rd of this month. In a series on constituency profiles of poll-bound states, today we turn our focus to the Potka assembly seat in East Singhbhum district of Jharkhand. Potka will go to polls in the first phase on the 13th of this month. The region, known for its rich tribal heritage, plays a crucial role in the state's political landscape. We have more from a correspondent.
The Potka assembly seat is home to a large tribal population, and issues related to land rights, tribal welfare and development are always at the forefront during election campaigns. The constituency is set for a fierce electoral battle this time, with the Bharatiya Janata Party fielding Meera Munda, wife of former Union Minister Arjun Munda, against the incumbent Sanjeev Sardar of the Jharkhand Mukti Morcha. This will be Meera Munda's first foray into electoral politics, while Sanjeev Sardar, a sitting MLA, seeks re-election to retain his seat. Although 16 candidates, including 8 independents, are in the race, the main contest is expected to be between Meera Munda and Sanjeev Sardar. Over 2,87,000 voters will decide the fate of the candidates. Key issues dominating the campaign include unemployment, scarcity of drinking water and inadequate electricity supply, with all parties focusing on these concerns. With KK Lal's report from Ranchi, Aparajita Nair, Akashwani News.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said industrialist and philanthropist Ratan Tata's life reminds that true leadership is measured not just by one's achievements, but by one's ability to care for the most vulnerable. In an op-ed in the National Daily, Mr. Modi said, "It has been a month since Ratan Tata left the mortal world, but his absence is deeply felt across every segment of society, not only in the nation, but around the world." The Prime Minister said Ratan Tata is alive in the lives he touched and the dreams he nurtured. He said seasoned industrialists, budding entrepreneurs and hard-working professionals mourn his loss. He said Ratan Tata was an inspiration for the youth and a reminder that dreams are worth pursuing and that success can coexist with compassion as well as humility. The Prime Minister highlighted that in recent years, Ratan Tata became known for mentoring the country's startup ecosystem. He remarked that the industrialists understood the hopes and aspirations of young entrepreneurs and recognized the potential they had to shape the nation's future. Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari has stressed that road safety should be given the highest priority while constructing pathways in the country to prevent road accidents and consequent deaths. Mr. Gadkari was speaking after inaugurating the 83rd annual session of the Indian Roads Congress at Raipur in Chhattisgarh last evening. He said efforts have been made to improve the shortcomings in road engineering and automobile engineering, but defective detailed project report has created a major problem. Pointing at the gathering of officials and engineers, the minister said no tenders should be issued without carefully examining detailed project report. He said improvement in road engineering will curb accidents and save lives.
Road accident ko kam karne ke liye hum anek prayas kar rahe hain. Main aapse anurodh karunga, flyover banaiye, jahan zaruri hogi wahan footover bridge banaiye. Mujhe lagta hai ki is choti choti baaton ko agar road engineering mein agar sudhar hoga to accident ki sankhya bahut kam hogi.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. East Central Railway will operate 446 special trains in the next 15 days to manage the return rush of passengers after the end of Chhath Puja celebrations. These special trains have been operated to facilitate the return of passengers from Bihar to other places. Talking to Akashvani News Chief Public Relations Officer, CPRO Saraswati Chandra said that this time more than 70 additional trains are running compared to last year during the same period.
छठ के बाद 15 दिनों तक पिछली बार 2023 में 369 विशेष गाड़ियों का परिचालन किया गया था. इस बार ये तादाद बढ़कर 446 यानी 75 अतिरिक्त गाड़ियां हम चला रहे हैं. अगर भीड़ ज्यादा होती है इस अवधि में तो हमारे पास अनारक्षित ट्रेनें स्टैंड बाय में हैं. भीड़ को देखते हुए हम लोग अतिरिक्त गाड़ियों का बहुत कम अवधि में हम लोग परिचालन कर सकते.
Mr. Chandra said that to manage the crowded platforms, holding areas have been set up at several stations, including Patna, Danapur, Rajendranagar, Samastipur and other major stations. He said this will help prevent overcrowding on platforms and avoid stampede-like situations. The CPRO added that besides the major stations of New Delhi and Anand Bihar in North India, the East Central Railway is operating a good number of trains for cities in Western and Southern India. In order to clear the extra rush of passengers during the winter season, Western Railway will run winter special trains on special fare between Bandra, Gorakhpur, Valsad stations. The train comprises general second-class coaches. Train number 09093, Bandra Gorakhpur Special, will depart from Bandra Terminus on the 10th and 17th of November at 6 a.m. and reach Gorakhpur at 3:05 p.m. the next day. Similarly, train number 09094, Gorakhpur-Valsad special, will depart from Gorakhpur on the 11th and 18th of November at 6:05 p.m. In Kerala, the Thiruvananthapuram International Airport will suspend the flight operations temporarily for 5 hours today from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. to accommodate the Alpasi Arath procession linked to Sri Padmanabhaswamy Temple. It is a part of the historic annual tradition going on for decades now. We have a report.
The Alpashi Arat procession of Sri Padmanabhaswamy Temple is a major tradition that involves a ceremonial journey from the temple that passes through the airport path to reach Shankhupukam Beach for the holy bath of the idols. Thousands of people participate in the Arat procession that began centuries ago. The airport authorities had issued guidelines well in advance for the hassle-free travel of the passengers, and the airlines had rescheduled the flights accordingly. The runway at the airport remained closed twice a year for the Sri Padmanabhaswamy Temple procession. Mayusha for Akashvani News from Thiruvananthapuram.
Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan inaugurated the second edition of the annual Indian Military Heritage Festival in New Delhi yesterday. The two-day festival aims to engage global and Indian think tanks, corporations, government and private sectors, non-profits and academics, focusing on India's national security, foreign policy and military heritage. General Chauhan also launched Project Shaurya Gatha, which aims to conserve and promote India's military heritage through education and tourism. He also released key military publications, including Because of This, A History of the Indo-Pak Air War, December 1971, by Air Marshal Vikram Singh Retired, Valor and Honor, and War Wounded Disabled Soldiers and Cadets. The Defense Research and Development Organization, DRDO, arranged a photo exhibition highlighting his journey and achievements and contributing to Atmanirbhar Bharat through innovations in defense research. Informative stalls from the three services were set up, showcasing the roles of the various and the various opportunities available for aspiring youth. The U.S. Department of Justice has said that the Federal Bureau of Investigations thwarted an Iranian plot to assassinate President-elect Donald Trump. It charged an Iranian national and arrested two American citizens for involvement in a plot to murder the Republican president-elect. In a criminal complaint, the Department of Justice accused Iran's Elite Revolutionary Guards Corps, IRGC, of orchestrating a murder-for-hire plot. It charged 51-year-old Farhad Shakeri, alleging he was tasked with providing a plan to kill the U.S. president-elect. The department described Shakeri, an IRGC asset, residing in Tehran. In the world of sports, India experienced a roller coaster of results yesterday. Team India celebrated victory in the men's cricket, while chess player Arjun Arigesi continued his impressive form. In racket sports, Kiran George advanced to the semifinals of the Korea Open badminton, while Ritwik Chaudhary Bullipalli bowed out in the men's double semifinal at the Moselle Open tennis. We have more from a correspondent.
In cricket, India defeated South Africa by 61 runs in the first T20 international of a four-match series at the Kingsmead Cricket Stadium in Durban last night. Chasing a target of 203 runs, the hosts were bowled out for 141 in 17.5 overs. Earlier, after being put into bat, the visitors scored 202 for 8 in their allotted 20 overs. Sanju Samson dazzled with a score of 107 off 50 balls, earning the player of the match accolade for his second T20I century. In chess, world number 2 Arjun Arigesi defeated Iran's Amin Tabatabai in the fourth round of the Chennai Grandmasters Classical Tournament yesterday, taking the sole lead with 3.5 points. He'll face Iran's Parham Maghsoodlu in the fifth round today. And in badminton, India's Kiran George will face top-seeded Kunlavthu Vithitsern of Thailand in the men's single semi-final this morning at the Korea Masters in Iksan, South Korea. Manik Sharma, Akashwani News, Sports Desk.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Abhishek. Prime Minister amplifies unity pitch at Maharashtra poll rally, says, Ek hai to safe hai, reports the Tribune. In another story, the paper quotes Russian President Vladimir Putin as saying, India, fastest growing economy, deserves to be superpower. The statesman quoting the Prime Minister Narendra Modi says, no power can bring back Article 370. Supreme Court upholds Aligarh Muslim University's minority status. 1967 ruling struck down, reports the Asian Age. Trump names his campaign manager Susie Wiles as first female White House chief of staff, informs Hindustan Times. The Indian Express quotes BCCI as saying, India won't travel to Pakistan for Champions Trophy, wants its games in Dubai. And finally, on Delhi Deepotsav's debut, 3.5 lakh diyas will light up Vasudev Ghat on November 13, reports the Times of India. With that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning for assembly elections in Maharashtra and Jharkhand in full swing, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi to address two rallies in Maharashtra today. Prime Minister says, Ratan Tata always supported dreams of others and remains alive in the lives he touched. Union Minister Nitin Gadkari says, safety should be given highest priority while constructing roads to bring down accidents. East Central Railway to operate 446 special trains in the next 15 days to clear return rush of passengers after Chhat Puja celebrations. FBI thwarts Iranian plot to assassinate US President-elect Donald Trump, three persons charged. And in cricket, India beat South Africa by 61 runs in the first T20 international of the four-match series in Durban. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.